Hello, my dear friends. Welcome to lesson 6 of the book Speak English Like an American. Okay, in the previous episode, I read the whole text or I read the whole lesson for you guys, and I hope you listen to that episode. Okay. Okay. So in this episode, we're gonna explain idioms I learned 2, 3, 6, 9, 12, 13 new idioms in this lesson, and I wanna explain them for you. Okay. I also made a sentence with these idioms, and I wanna share them with you. Okay. The first idiom is cheer someone up. Cheer someone up means to make someone happy, okay? I say is, how can I cheer you up? How can I cheer you up? And yeah, this is the first idiom of this book, this lesson. Yeah, the next one is to give someone credit. To give someone credit means to acknowledge someone's contribution. For example, assume you have done a project with your colleague and you, for example, when you wanna present that project to your, for example, boss, you give credit to your colleague. It means you say, yeah, for example, I made or I did this project with Ali, okay? So give someone credit means to say someone's contribution. Okay, give someone credit. My colleague gave me credit while presenting project. My colleague gave me credit while presenting project. Okay. The next one is give credit where credit is due. Give credit where credit is due. It means to give thanks or acknowledgement to a person who deserves it. Okay. My sentence is after giving my speech, I wanna thank you. I always give credit where credit is due. After giving my speech, I wanna thank you. I always give credit where credit is due. Okay? So, give credit where credit is due. D-U-E, okay? The next one is go into business. Go into business means to start a business, okay? I say, let me find my sentence. Yeah, go into business. I went into business teaching my English skill. I went into business. It means I started a business teaching my English skill. I went into business. It means I started a business. Go into business to start a business. Okay, the next one is good thinking. Good thinking. Good thinking is good idea or smart planning. I say, it's good thinking going into business making cookies. I used two idioms in this sentence. It's good thinking, it's good idea, going into business, starting a business making cookies, okay? Yeah, it's good thinking going into business making cookies. Yeah, the next one is have a heart of gold. We say, for example, you've got a heart of gold. Have a heart of gold. It means to be very kind and giving or generous. I say he has donated $3 billion to a charity. Let me repeat again. He has donated $3 billion to a charity. He has a heart of gold. He has a heart of gold. It means he is so generous. He is so kind. Okay, he has a heart of gold. The next one is help yourself. Help yourself means serve yourself. We should definitely use to, okay? We should say help yourself to, okay? I say don't wait for me to offer you something. Please help yourself to whatever you want. Please help yourself, whatever you want. It in whatever you want. It means do know. Eat whatever you like, okay? And don't wait for my offering or my offer. Yeah, the next one is to be in a bad mood. It means to be unhappy, depressed, irritable, okay? I say when he went belly up, he and his family were in a bad mood for years. When he went belly up means bankrupt, okay? When he became bankrupt. When he went belly up, it means when he got bankrupt, okay? When he went belly up, he and his family were in a bad mood for years. It means they were so depressed, they were so unhappy, sad, okay? He and his family were in a bad mood for years. Yeah. The next one is just what the doctor ordered. Just what the doctor ordered. It means exactly what I was need. Okay, I need, or exactly what was needed. Or for example, we say in Persian, for example, it was the thing that I wanted. Okay. Yeah, just what the doctor ordered. I say, my sentence is, I wanted an ice cream after a week of hard working. It was just what the doctor ordered. I wanted an ice cream after a week of hard working. It was just what the doctor ordered. It means it was just the thing that I wanted, okay? It was just what the doctor ordered. Okay, the next one is make a bundle. Make a bundle. Make a bundle means to make a lot of money. I say, my sentence is, she made the bundle making YouTube videos. She made the bundle, it means she made a lot of money. She made a bundle making YouTube videos. Okay, the next one is to be on edge. It means to be nervous or irritable. To be on edge. I say when he is on edge, he yells at everyone. When he is on edge, when he is nervous, when he is angry, he yells at everyone, okay? So, to be on edge means to be nervous or irritable. The next one is out of this world. Out of this world. It means to be delicious or yummy or tasty, okay? I say, I love my mother's soup. It's out of this world. I love my mother's soup. It's out of this world. It means it's so delicious. Yeah, and the next one and the final idiom is to pig out. To pig out on. It means to eat greedily or suddenly you ate a lot of food, okay? I say, Ali, stop pigging out on junk food. Stop pigging out on junk food. Otherwise, you'll get stomachache. Ali, stop pigging out on junk food. Otherwise, you'll get stomachache. that's it. These are 13 idioms of this lesson 6. This book is so fascinating. I really, really like this book. And yeah, this is so great. It has stories about these idioms and it has a plot. And I love this book and thanks God. Thanks for listening and I hope this episode is useful for you. Thanks a lot and bye for now.